All right, should you do the kinds of monthly Q&A calls that I do? A lot of you who are watching this video are watching it in the monthly Q&A call course where I put all the recordings of the monthly Q&As. And there's a bunch of you here who are live as well. But the person is asking how to design these kinds of occasional calls. Should they be monthly? Should they be quarterly? How do we should we worry about giving too much away? And should they be sold as a subscription, batches of 3 months, 6 months, a year? All right. So generally, I mean, you see me do them and you think, oh, well, that seems like a good idea. And I'll tell you, compare. So the attendance for my monthly Q&A calls is far less than the attendance for my topical courses that I teach. You know, I teach the 3 week courses and they're all, you know, they're like they get launched like once a month or once every 6 week or so. So generally, and I've been doing Q&A calls for since 2009, so for a long, long time. Okay. And I'll tell you this, it is difficult to get people to show up to Q&A calls when they are not based on a specific topic that they're excited about. So in other words, if you're going to do general, let's say I'm a forest therapy guide. And I'm just going to do a Q&A call for people who are interested in forest therapy. Generally, I don't know. I mean, my guess is it's way less versus I'm going to teach a course on this aspect of forest therapy or whatever, like particular aspect that especially if you've done some market research, people are really interested in a particular aspect of your work. You teach a course on that, you're much more likely to get people show up. And just to get run the numbers a little bit here, and I can actually show you on screen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here to show you my numbers. Okay, so I track attendance numbers, and I've been tracking it all year, and I will continue track. I'm really grateful that I've been tracking it all year. And these are averages and things. These are I think this is the maximum, this is the average, and this is the minimum. And so, for example, for my 3 week courses. The average attendance all year long has been 49 people. My previous course has been 75, which is awesome. But the average attendance all year long for the first of the 3 week sessions is 49 people. Okay. Compare that to the attendance for my monthly Q&As. The average is 12. All right. So that's the evening one. The day one is 18. So average of that is 15 people. So 15 versus 49. So he's essentially a third. So think about it. Think about for you. How many people do you get to attend your topical courses that are like based on the topic that your market loves? How many people do you get? 10 people? Well, if you want to go with my numbers, then for your general Q&A, you'll get 3 people there. You see what I mean? So basically, what I'm trying to say is don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, do you want 3 people there? I mean, if you're okay with that, then great. Then do it. But if you're not okay with 3 people there, if your typical session attendance is 10 for your courses, then you might want to ask yourself, is it worth my time? Now, and especially don't try to sell them. Notice I don't sell mine. There's a reason why I don't sell, hey, why don't you buy my monthly Q&A package, because I think I've tried selling it before. Actually, nobody bought it, or too few people bought it for me to like make it worth a product. So anyway, so in other words, I give it away as a bonus. So that's what you notice I do. I say, hey, buy one of my topical courses and you get 2 months of these Q&A calls. And you know, once you time out on that, you might want to buy another one to get another, you know. So I hope this is helpful and made this. And you know, my Q&A in terms of giving too much away, I don't worry about that because it's an hour long. Like, how much can you give away in an hour long? Especially if you are answering questions from several people and you want to be respectful of everyone's time, and you just want to say, I'm going to answer each question for, you know, I answer questions usually too long. So this one's going too long already, right? Like, okay, you got to time yourself. I'm still learning. That's one of my you know, 20-year lessons that I haven't yet learned, right? I've been doing this for 14 years. Hopefully I learn it within 20 years. The damn time myself for each question and not go too long. And so if you time yourself, you won't go too long. And you can always say at the end, hey, if you want more about this, take my deep dive course on this to get more, but I hope this is helpful for the person asking this. Just give you just enough to work with. I hope this helps. And I do want to add one more thing. I have seen people successfully do it as a monthly free Q&A call. Now, generally, those people already have quite a big audience. That's why if they just do a general, hey, come and pick my brain for an hour once a month, they get enough people showing up. And when I say large enough audience, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's always relative. Someone who has a 10,000 person social media audience may be mostly a fake audience, right? So not many people show up, but someone might have a 100 person email list and they're like raving fans and 10 of them might show up a month. So I think the monthly free Q&A is a good model, a good light model to kind of keep in touch with people. But I still prefer, again, like I said, people generally, unless you have lots of raving fans, they just don't generally want to show up to pick your brain for an hour because they don't know what to ask. This is the biggest problem people have. They might want to spend time with you, but they don't want to show up and not knowing what to ask. Unless you have a big audience and people can already expect that there's a bunch of people who are going to be there. Or you could say monthly Q&A, you can ask me these three kinds of topics. And that if those three topics are interesting enough, some people might show up. Or you can make your monthly Q&A a topical focus specific, obviously much more likely to get people to show up. Or you could do a free to attend webinar on a particular topic that you're going to teach them on something. People are much more likely to show up when they don't have to use their brain to figure out what to ask you. Again, unless you already have a bunch of raving fans, that's different, right? I'm lucky in that situation where if I did a monthly free Q&A, I definitely would have enough people showing, but I probably have more raving fans than most people watching this. So finally, I always say, if something intrigues you, you should try it. You will never know. You won't know. Try it. Maybe nobody shows up. Maybe one person shows up, but now you know. Okay. So hope this is helpful. Thanks.